Mornings with Zan on Triple J.
Triple J.
Over the last few months, UK artist Jack Garrett has been getting a whole lot of attention. He topped the BBC's Sound of 2016 poll, and we first discovered him with his sweeping, beautiful song, Weathered. This Friday, Jack releases his debut album, Phase, and we're featuring it for you first here on Triple J. Jack sounds kind of sometimes hard to categorise. He mixes acoustic guitar with these big synthetic drops and does absolutely everything himself on this album. He wrote it, he performed it, he recorded it, and he produced every moment of Phase. And a couple of days ago, I called up Jack at home in the UK to chat about this record and ask him if his love for a broad range of sounds developed at a pretty early age.
Yeah, no, I have been kind of blessed with an incredibly, an illustrious kind of childhood of music. Like, my mum and dad, like, had everything playing when I was a kid, and I was so lucky for that because I got to listen to, like, I got to listen to and find out about Stevie Wonder when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, and I got to find out about David Bowie at that time as well, and my mum would show me, like, Earth, Wind & Fire records, and my dad got me into, like, Jackson Brown and the Eagles and stuff like that. And I don't know, there was, music was never off limits. It was always encouraged. And I've always been a bit of a sponge when it comes to music. So I've always kind of just soaked up those sounds. And I think over time they've kind of like been stewing away in the back of my mind and have pulled together this eclectic sound that I'm kind of, that I'm still finding out about myself. You know, like, I think the sound that I have at the moment is one I'm very proud of, but I think it's still adapting, it's still growing and still changing, and I'm having a lot of fun exploring it.
How old were you when you actually started writing songs yourself, Jack?
I was about 11 or 12, I think. I mean, I've always been creating sounds. I've always been making noise, I think, ever since I was a baby. Like, my favorite thing to do at school would be finding sounds around the classroom or finding sounds where I could in my backpack and stuff. So, like, taking out, you know, your 15-centimeter ruler made of plastic and putting it on the end of the table and then flicking it so it makes that
great sound.
Yeah, exactly, right? But I would try and find that sound in other places, or I'd try and find those sounds in household items, just because I loved exploring the world through the vibrations that kind of exist around us. I don't know. But writing a song for the first time, that was probably when I was about 12, I think. I didn't know how to do it. I just felt like I needed to do it. And I think my mum and dad kind of saw that creative spark in me before I ever did. And were kind of fundamental in coaxing that creativity out of me and putting me in the right places and just encouraging me to be a musician.
And still you went off and decided to study to be a primary school teacher. You came back to music, though. What was it about, you know, either primary school teaching that turned you off or music that drew you back and made that decision that actually you're going to be a professional musician?
Well, what it was actually was that when I went to uni, when I went to go and do that, I studied teaching because I wanted a safety net. I wanted to know that if the music didn't work out, I had something to fall back on. And actually, it was when I realized that that's why I was there, that I was allowing myself the option to fail doing the thing that set my soul on fire. That terrified me more than anything. And so I dropped out of uni straight away. I kind of went home, you know, didn't tell my mum and dad that I'd done it. I just arrived at home and went, I need to stay here for a little bit. And they were, again, incredibly supportive of that decision. But yeah, I was just so terrified of not jumping into the deep end, of what would become of me if I did waste 3 years of my life getting a degree that, sure, yeah, would have got me a job, but would it have filled me with purpose? Would it have actually satisfied me in any way? And I think the honest answer was no, it wouldn't have.
I found a way out.
That's Jack Garrett on Triple J. The first song we ever started playing, Weathered, and it finds a home on his debut album, Phase. We're featuring it all this week. Zan here with you on Triple J Mornings. And we're on the phone with the man behind the music this morning. Lyrically, Phase is an album that just swoons. You listen to this and you think, wow, a lot of love songs. So of course I wanted to know, were they about anyone in particular?
Well, no, I mean, the love songs, it's quite interesting. A lot of people have kind of asked me if it is about anyone in particular, or has the album stemmed from a, you know, terrible breakup like many albums do nowadays. But actually, a lot of the songs aren't about me. A lot of the songs are about people I've met. A lot of the songs are about emotions that I felt myself or I've seen other people feel. And though they come from the kind of feelings that love brings us, you know, love is an incredibly broad term for just deep, genuine affection and appreciation for another person. But it can come in many different forms. It can come in a celebratory way, or it can come as a very dark and very sinister kind of obsessive love. And that's kind of what the album talks about more, I think. The fact that, yes, it is about love, but love can mean so much more than just love, if that makes any sense. I don't know. I might be talking absolute rubbish.
Well, no, I think it kind of echoes the broad palette that your music lives on as well. You know, there's something that's unpindownable about Jack Garrett, which I love. And, you know, for lack of a better word, which I love. See, we're using that again. The title of this record, Phase, can mean a number of things as well. It can mean the phasing in and out of different sounds as you do on your record, or it can mean a slice in time. What does it mean for you? Why did you call your record Phase?
Well, actually, for all the reasons that you've just kind of brought up, like, phase has so many different meanings, but the thing that kind of brings all those meanings together is there's a cyclical pattern to phases. You know, the when phases end, new ones begin. The beginning of something is where it's just finished, and, you know, that kind of very cyclical idea of life. And phase seemed to be the right thing to call the record, because the word phase indicates that there's a beginning to it and an end of it, but the thing I like to concentrate on is that maybe those are the same thing. And also, it kind of it is exactly what it says on the tin as well, that this album is a phase of mine. It is the last 3 years of my career, the first 3 years of my career, and the last 3 years of my life, that I've poured every emotion and every part of my soul into, to make this record that I'm extremely proud of. The title Phase just kind of seemed to make sense, because you're right, it seems to describe not only the music, but it seems to describe the moment.